From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There has been an attempted coup in Turkey by what the government there describes as a clique in the military. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul with more.
The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is declaring that the coup has been defeated. This has been echoed by his prime minister, Binali Yildirim. He said that there are a few remaining pockets of resistance, but most of the coup, people involved in the coup, have now been detained. According to figures now, over 300 soldiers have been are now in custody. There are pictures all on social media and on TV showing the soldiers being led away by police. There have also been some pictures on social media of dead soldiers and others being attacked by crowds. It's been a night of violence, unprecedented violence in the country's history. F-16 fighter jets have been carrying out bombing runs in both Istanbul and Ankara, and reports of other cities as well. And in the attack on Ankara, the parliament was struck at least once by an F-16 bomb, possibly other attacks as well. And also similar events occurred in Istanbul as well, where I was. F-16 flew very, very low over the tops of roofs of houses, blowing out the windows with the power of their jets. And there was a sound of repeated distant explosions. There's been a lot of gunfire where I've been as well, in the streets around where I have been, and also in Taksim Square, which is the heart of Istanbul, in many ways the symbolic heart of the country.
That is Dorian Jones in Istanbul. Earlier, President Erdogan blamed the group of followers of U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen for the coup attempt. This is VOA News.